Hello and welcome to the Lalo Podcast. I'm Juan Medina, founder of Lalo. Our podcast has the same mission as our app, which is simply to capture and share people's stories. What are the memories that you want to preserve about your time together with family and friends? Whether it's sharing a funny story, preserving wedding pictures, or remembering a loved one, we want Lalo to be a place for folks to connect in a private and ad-free space. I hope what you hear today will inspire you to document your stories and share them with the people you care about. In the mid-80s, when I was in elementary school, I lived in Kentucky with my mom. Every other week, my dad would drive 2 hours from Lexington and take me back to his place where we'd spend the weekend together. We would rent movies that I was way too young to watch, like Predator, eat fast food tacos or Arby's, and hang out with one of his friends who had kids my age. One of the things I remember most was his old school IBM desktop computer that sat on his dining room table. It had a big, bulky, monochrome screen with retro fonts and a blinking cursor. It was pre-Windows, so you had to type in commands to access all the folders and files. I would watch my dad typing next to me, keyboard clanking, and it always sounded like he was doing important work. To load a game back in those days, you'd need a whole box of floppy disks just to get started. And the massive processor would throw off serious heat, and the sound from the fan was overwhelming. One time, before my dad drove me home, he wrote step-by-step instructions for me so I could find a program or save a file on my own. I loved playing a basic NFL football game, and I always chose the 85 Bears. They were the best at that time, and I've loved the Bears ever since. I remember watching him press a pencil into a yellow legal pad, writing out the file pass that I would later type out to launch the game. These handwritten messages felt like some sort of special language that only he and I had. Sometime after the eighth grade, my mom, stepfather, and I moved to New Jersey. My dad gave me the computer to take with me. I loved the gesture, but by that time it was ancient. There were much faster, cooler models out there. Still, I loved pulling the computer apart with my hands, putting it back together, and upgrading with parts I bought at Radio Shack or a yard sale. Eventually, my mom and stepdad caved and got me a new compact computer. I could now go online and write papers for school, but it just lost some of that nostalgia that I had. Years later, after he'd passed, I would think back to our time working on that old computer and how he'd instilled in me a love for technology. It's a tradition that I've continued with my daughter. Whether it's playing a video game together or recording a song on my laptop, I want to share those same good memories with her, where we're both completely present, learning, and enjoying our time together, even if it's not on a monochrome screen and a big clunky keyboard.